This is WKSU News. I'm Mark Earhart. Kent State's Board of Trustees held a special meeting Wednesday, giving a progress report on the university's reopening for the fall semester. Kent State officials and board trustee members largely praised the university's pandemic response and reopening this fall, saying it built on safety measures started in the spring and summer semesters. Kent State President Todd Dykin.
We developed a strong reopening plan, and now we continue to work that strong reopening plan.
Dykin says safety protocols like mask wearing and social distancing are working, but the university has a plan in case of an outbreak.
If we go remote, fully remote, at some point in this semester, that will not be a failure.
University officials did talk about expanding COVID-19 testing on campus in the future, with the possibility of testing asymptomatic students. No timeline or details on who would be able to get a test were provided. When it comes to the possibility of opening up campus to more students and faculty this spring, Dykin says that's an open question. He compared making decisions about the future during a pandemic to walking a tightrope in a fog. I'm Mark Earhart, 89.7 WKSU.